You're listening to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now, here's an amazing clip from our show in the category of money and business.
When somebody wants to become a coach, when somebody, you know, first of all, they have to believe in themselves, I would guess, in order to think, hey, I can actually be a coach. But how does somebody go about starting a coaching business?
That is a great question. That's actually the exact reason why I wrote this book, Nicholas. But look.
What's the name of that book again? And when is it going to be out?
Fastest Path to Cash. And I believe, where are we right now? In September.
Sure.
Around October, it should be available anywhere books are sold.
Good. Good.
So yeah, about another month. It's actually a great story. If we have time, we can get into this, how I wrote and sold this book. But let me answer your question. So how does one get started with coaching, right? You know, you mentioned that they have to believe in themselves. And, you know, for many years, I kind of, when people came to me and they said, well, I don't have the confidence, I was almost annoyed. I'm like, what do you mean you don't have the confidence? Just go and do this. I didn't understand that actually the more successful someone is, the more doubts they typically have about their ability to go to the next level. What I mean by that is, and especially if they were successful, for example, someone was extremely successful in the corporate career, and at some point they got axed. You know, they got right-sized, downsized, or they no longer found joy in the job and they left. And then they go, well, I'm going to go and coach other people on some things I've done in the past. And they kind of, they go like, well, what makes me qualified to do this? I don't have a PhD in this. I didn't go to college for that. Like, what makes me qualified? So one is you've got the fastest path for me that works consistently with clients is identifying one thing you've already accomplished and then teaching people how to do that. And it doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be complex. It can be very small, but you start with that thing and you find the market who wants to learn it. Now, a word of warning. A lot of people today believe that the key to success is follow your passion. And if you ask most successful people, in fact, if you search for videos on YouTube, you're going to see compilations from people, from little clips of videos or interviews from people like Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and Richard Branson and Steve Jobs, like the most successful entrepreneurs. And they're going to say, well, the key to success is you've got to follow your passion. Wrong advice. You see, these guys are really good at what they do, but they never analyzed how they actually got there. So their advice to other people is actually largely based on what they hear other people teach. So you've got to follow the advice. You've got to follow your passion. The truth is you've got to become passionate about what you do. Don't do what you are passionate about. Become passionate about what you need to do. Here's where I'm really going, where I'm going with it. There's a great book called So Good They Can't Ignore You by Cal. Oh my gosh, what's the guy's name? Cal Newport, I believe. And it's based on Steve Martin's, the famous actor, the comedian, saying that you've got to become so good they can't ignore you. But he also talks about the fact that people wake up one day and say, well, I'm passionate about, you know, I don't know, hugging trees, you know? And then they go, I'm so passionate about forests, I'm going to make this my business. No. You've got to find a real problem that real people have that they really want to solve, that they want to pay real money for, and you've got to make that your business. And then whatever activities you need to do in this business, you better become passionate about them, because otherwise you won't be able to do them. And when that business becomes successful, that business will fund your passion to go and save forests and other things. Now, look, in some situations, you are able to consolidate the two. But for most people, they've got to really find a way to solve a problem. So that brings me to something I started with, which is, you want to identify a skill set, something you have already developed, something you've done. So, for example, in your case right now, you know, I'm having this interview with you. Obviously, you know how to start a multimedia website. You've got video, you've got audio, you've got clips of information. So you know how to do green screen videos and this kind of stuff. You could simply talk to people, say, look, how to create great looking videos and how to use them to drive traffic to your website. Ta-da. Now, it's not very complicated, but here is the catch, Nicholas. Because you've done this, Now you would do what I call you would talk your walk, meaning you've done something and now you're talking about it. Most people hear the different advice. They say, they hear things like, you know, fake it till you make it. And then people say, oh my God, look at this person. They're totally walking the talk. Well, they've done it in reverse. They should have done something first and then teach about it. Because when you do that, you become unstoppable confident. Like, you can ask me nearly anything about building business, making money, attracting clients, building business online, offline, buying and selling businesses. You can ask me nearly anything, and I'm going to be extremely confident telling you about it because I've done those things multiple times. So, you know, it's about teaching from experience, and I believe that's where most people go wrong. They try to teach from what they've never done, and that causes them to have self-doubts, and they hesitate what to do next.
Right. So you have to actually get things done. No, actually, we had Jim Rogers, a billionaire investor, on. It was a really great interview. A lot of things, there are some similar themes to what you're talking about, specifically the part about, well, there's some crossover with the passion and what you mentioned about that, not always being, you know, actually, there was a great book I read called Desperate Buyers Only, and I've generated millions of dollars in sales. I've also had very tough times. So I really relate to you there. But Desperate Buyers Only, it talked about, you know, one thing to think about is hungry markets where there are a lot of buyers, and that if there's a lot of competition, that's not necessarily a bad thing. That competition can become your partner. And another thing we've done in terms of coaching is it's really easy to set up a Facebook group. If you're a great expert, set up a Facebook group. And if you have testimonials, set up a sales page and start getting members to that Facebook group. It's something anybody could do, but you really have to look at who's going to pay for that information and the actual market for that information. And I've talked about this in the past a lot. So that's really great advice.